This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join in, take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is important to you, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to do that, that's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria and Ian, talking about the inflation, cryptocurrency, ways of dealing with the inflation, and just Americans being bad with finances in general. This is a long-running issue. We've been talking about it for years, as you pointed out here on Free Talk Live, of Americans living paycheck to paycheck, not having savings, and all sorts of other things that are just not good ways for an adult human being to live their life, having absolutely nothing to fall back on in case they break their leg or something like that.
Oh, the government will take care of it.
Well, not from what I've heard. Not from what I've heard about these, you know, 50, 60-year-old people who allegedly did everything right, and then suddenly they're losing their home because one of them got diagnosed with cancer, and, oh, sorry, your health insurance doesn't cover that for this reason or that reason, all of which is broken by government interference in all of these different aspects of our lives. So there's no real good solution here other than getting the government out of our lives. But before we get back into inflation and Americans during the Christmas season, let's go to Andrew in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to comment about the student loans. I think there is part of it that is definitely somewhat of a scam in a way, trying to take advantage of people that are young and don't necessarily know what they want to do for their future and say, hey, you know, maybe you need education. And I don't fault the company for trying to loan them money, but I think that people need to actually maybe take the time when they get out of high school to maybe learn a trade or a valuable skill and then maybe go back to school for something. But I feel like the thought of just going to school first.
Well, that's what we were told our entire lives, right? The millennial generation, at least, we were told, oh, you don't want to be a trade worker. No, the only path is higher education. You have to go to college. You have to get a degree. No one ever mentioned learning a trade or anything like that. I don't know what it is for kids today.
It's the same.
But yeah, that's what we went through.
Well, the college system has an interest in doing this. It's a business, and they have a very effective marketing strategy, which is to say they put their people in the government schools as teachers, right? People who've graduated from their institutions go to government school and work as teachers. And so they tell these kids the same story year after year that, you're going to make more money if you work, you know, if you get a college degree, even though there's actually some, you know, numbers out there that show that's not true because they're not factoring in all the debt that you would have. Because if you took the money that you spent on getting that college degree and did something like, buying a house or opening a business with it, there's a good chance you'll be much better off than a lot of these college students.
And I don't know that I fully agree that the company shouldn't be held responsible for this. I mean, if an 18-year-old stranger came up to me and asked to borrow $25,000 so that they could go to college, I would ask, why would any sane person loan an 18-year-old $25,000, the average 18-year-old, $25,000?
But that's why you can't put it on your bankruptcy.
Because the government will back it up, basically.
It's okay to ruin this young person's life. As long as you ultimately get your money back, you're saying that's not their responsibility?
Well, I don't agree. I don't agree with them trying to ruin somebody's life.
But that's what student loans are doing to people.
Well, you don't have to take a student loan. You should teach kids to save their money and go to school when they can afford it.
I agree.
When they know what they want to go to school for.
Yeah, I don't think we can blame people for giving loans to people. I don't think we can blame people for giving loans out to people that want them. I mean, ultimately, it's the person who wants the loan who's responsible for it. I mean, they're the ones putting their name on the dotted line. They're the ones agreeing to the terms. I mean, the companies are just giving them what they want. They want to go to school. Well, look, got to pay for it, kid. Here's how you do it. If you don't want to be responsible and, like the caller said, earn some money, save it, and then go to school if you think it's actually worth going to school. But I agree with his point. Like, get out into the world. Actually, you know, get some experience and then figure out what you want to do.
See, I'm torn on the subject. What you just said is absolutely right. It's just someone who's wanting a loan, and you're like, okay, you want a loan? I'll give you a loan, yeah. Right? So in a certain sense, no, they're not responsible for any of that, but would the 18-year-old really want the loan if they hadn't been brought up in this entire culture of these student loan companies and universities and the school system working together?
Of course not.
I mean, the victimhood of this person began when they were in kindergarten being told, oh, you don't want to dig ditches for a living or whatever, not being told that, hey, that person out there working on the side of the road, they're actually making like $19 an hour and your teacher's not making that.
They probably are.
Yeah, probably.
Teachers are making a lot of money in their vacation.
Yeah, and they work almost no hours.
And the bennies.
Yeah. So it's nice being a teacher. They don't want to admit that, but it's nice being a teacher. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Andrew.
That's why they don't quit.
Yeah. I really wish that, you know, students weren't being exposed to this propaganda their entire lives, but I don't know how to address that 18-year-old person who wants a loan, not because they really want a loan or because they feel like they belong in college. They should earn a PhD in whatever, but because they've been told their entire lives, propagandized and brainwashed, that the only way for them to be successful is to take this path that involves these student loans.
Yeah, well, I feel bad for all of the poor suckers who believe the things the government told them.
Yeah, fair point. Anything the government says is a lie.
Most of the time.
And if it's
true, so I can't trust them.
And if it's they actually tell the truth, it's just so that they can exploit it still for their own benefit. But if they can't exploit the truth, they'll just tell a lie.
Yep. And there's no penalty for them.
No. And they've been doing that since time immemorial. And that's led to the situation that we're in now, where Americans have a problem on their hand. They're worried about inflation, but they just, I don't know what this year's Tickle Me Elmo is, but they'll just be damned if they don't get their kids this year's Tickle Me Elmo.
Even if it costs three times as much. Yeah, and that is a good question, parents. What is the Tickle Me Elmo of the this particular year for kids that don't know what we're talking about? In the late 1990s, Tickle Me Elmo was the hot toy. And somebody mentioned, you know, Cabbage Patch Kids from the 1980s. So, you know, every year or every few years, there's always some sort of Tamagotchi. I remember that one from the late 90s.
The Nintendo Wii was one for 1 year.
Yeah, so there's always a thing, and people want it. And so what is this year's thing? I have not heard that yet either. You can call us 603-283-6160 and let us know. But the story here is from CNBC, and they're saying many Americans are suffering from sticker shock after seeing prices rise in recent months. A new survey from Country Financial finds that 88% of Americans are highly concerned about inflation. That's as consumer prices soared to more than 30-year record highs in October.
Well, it's good they're finally worried about the thing that we told them was going to be a problem 18 months ago.
Yeah, and I'm glad people are paying attention now, and they're going to start noticing if they haven't noticed already. Those prices are going up.
Well, if 88% of Americans are worried, I mean, that's a substantial percentage.
Yeah. Measured by 6.2% year-over-year change to the Consumer Price Index, a government measure of how prices change over time. Well, however, retail spending also rose faster than expected in October. The poll by Country Financial conducted in October found that many Americans do plan to cut back spending. Of the 1,031 adults aged up to 18 and up surveyed, 48% said they plan to reduce their spending on restaurant meals and takeout. And you know what? That's a good thing to cut. If you're looking at a budget, first of all, if you don't have one, you might want to consider like making notes about the things you spend money on so you can have some idea of what you're spending money on and how often, and then look at that and think to yourself, do I really need this? Do I really need to be eating out five times a week or going to Starbucks 5 days a week or whatever, right? Like, look at your habits.
A lot of these things I'm sold on, but I'm just not convinced that it's any cheaper to eat at home than it is to just get takeout if you're just feeding one.
I see the point you're making there, because making a large meal just for one person doesn't, you know, you might throw away some of that food or something like that. Is that kind of what you're
saying? A substantial amount, I would think.
You can always pop it in the freezer, though. You can.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, so it's pretty clear that eating at home is cheaper than eating out. On the other hand, let's talk more about this.
So what is this year's Tickle Me Elmo, this year's hot item that all of the kids are being told they want? Because I don't think I knew anyone who wanted a Tickle Me Elmo. 60328.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Live, where your thoughts and opinions are welcome. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to share what's on your mind. That's 603-283-6160. And we're raising funds with Give Directly, the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people who live in extreme poverty. They locate recipients in need and use mobile money to send them cash, no strings attached. And in the past decade, they've delivered $400 million to over a million people. And research shows that giving people cash when they live in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, education. And we're matching your donations to Give Directly. It's the first nonprofit, I mentioned that. This money is going directly to families in Bomet and Kilifi counties in Kenya who are in need. We're matching your donations up to $30,000. So if you're feeling generous this holiday season, head over to Free Talk Live, give.freetalklive.com, and help those areas plagued by drought, floods, and food insecurity. There may not be a better way to help families in Kenya. That's give.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Sarah calling from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. I just want to bring up that they just began to put a no smoking sign up on all of the each bus stops here in Albuquerque.
Well, they saw how effective they were at the hospital.
Well, I mean, but that's the whole point. But at least it's impressive because, I mean, it's like a stick, and they have this it's about like six inches long, and you know, it's like a little it's a little sign.
It's a non-smoking sign.
See it. Yeah.
What about
so
it?
So that the thing is that you know that they're all gonna ignore it. I'm calling in because it's actually comical. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's my point. It seems silly that they would do this, considering how ineffective they were. Because just a few days ago, you called in about how people were ignoring the non-smoking signs at the hospital grounds. So why?
Right. But the whole point is that once people are aware, maybe they'll be more courteous.
Did that work at the hospital?
No, at the bus stop.
Okay, but
they'll probably care.
Yeah, did that work at the hospital though?
No, it didn't.
Okay, so why would
the
it work
people at
here?
The bus stop are obviously of a higher caliber than those at the hospital, so they will care.
Well, the whole thing is, I just hope that it could be backed up by some kind of enforcement because they're supposed to get some more security patrols, and that's one of the things that they're supposed to enforce. So, we used to have security when we had Mayor Chavez a long time ago.
So you want some more violence, is what you want. You're calling for police crackdowns.
I mean, we don't even need the signs at that point. You just need the law enforcement officers to enforce whatever laws already exist. The signs are superfluous, right?
Right, but the thing is that people have to know that it is an actual city ordinance. I wish they would put a statute, you know, like 12-456-4, so it's an actual statute. People know that to go along
well,
with
well, I have to say that I would prefer the police be doing something like going after murderers or rapists or, you know, property destroyers or something like that instead of spending their time monitoring the various different bus stops in Albuquerque to see if someone's smoking a cigarette or not. I understand that the police probably will, given the opportunity to, like, use this for fundraising, because that's what police seem to really like to do is bust nonviolent, peaceful people for not harming others. Like, you know, they do this for to teenagers around here, for instance. They'll, you know, if they spot somebody who looks like they're under the age of 21 smoking a cigarette, they'll stop them.
Oh, they love abusing it for the college kids here because they know that the parents will just write a check or whatever and that the college kids won't fight it. So if they're just slightly too drunk and they're walking down the sidewalk, oh, yeah. They're getting taken in for being drunk in public.
Yeah, because it's, you know, it's easy marks. I mean, we are basically talking about bullies here, and that's essentially what the police are. They're just bullies, and they pick on – a bully picks on somebody that can't fight back, right? So the bully picks on people that are young, that don't know their rights, that are poor, that are homeless. And they go after the people that, you know, are less likely to have an attorney. They're not driving a Lexus or whatever. They can't afford an attorney. They don't have one at their beck and call, and they're going to go after those people. So, I mean, Sarah, you are basically calling for poor people to be targeted here.
Yeah, because poor people disproportionately smoke.
And ride the bus.
Yeah.
But that's the whole attitude constantly. It's never enforcement. It's always considered, well, they're outside. It blows away. So the law that we pass don't mean nothing. And people like me that are non-smokers have to suffer and pay for
it. No, you don't have to suffer.
Nonchalant
just walk away.
Attitude.
So, Sarah, do you believe
that I have missed my bus? I have to stand 30 feet away from the bus. I have missed the bus many, many times because it's not important.
Why didn't the bus stop for the smoker if the smoker was at the bus stop?
Well, because they wave them by. They're there loitering and doing whatever, talking on cell phones.
Oh, you're saying they're not even bus riders. You're saying that the people at the bus stop are just hanging out. And
like 14-year-olds.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's a place to sit so they can smoke. Mm. It's got a bench. They don't want to sit on a sidewalk on the ground.
I have a better solution. It sounds like the city government, created this problem by giving them a bench. Mm. So just take the bench away, and they won't have a place to sit. Right, Sarah?
Well, they have been also pulling out a whole bunch of bus shelters, and they have to get rid of all we get is a bus stick. That's all we get.
Yeah.
Because of all of these problems. And then we have to flag them down. They have to jump out on the street and stop the bus, or they think they're just sitting there loitering, panhandling, drinking, or smoking, so they just blow on by you. Now we have to just flag the wait the bus down with a bus pass and hope that they don't blow you off now. But they just all assume that you
have
a...
Tough times.
Sarah, I wish I could help you, but this is not one we're going to see eye to eye on. Of course, I'm being facetious. I don't think that the government created this problem by putting out city benches and stuff like that. I mean, and maybe in a certain worldview they did.
Okay, well, I'll say that the government created the problem by having a city bus to begin with and essentially skewing whatever the real market value of transportation, like mass transportation, is. I presume that these government buses are losing money because they're government services, and so therefore...
Well, if they weren't losing money, some private company would be doing it and making money.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, what would that look like? If there wasn't some sort of government bus around to skew the market and say, hey, we'll give you a ride for less than what it's worth because, you know, taxpayers are footing the bill, right? Yeah, here's pay a quarter or whatever the hell it costs these. I'm sure it's gone up. Like, I remember in the 80s, it was 25 cents or whatever to ride the government bus. It's probably like a dollar now or something like that.
Dude,
but
I don't think I've ever ridden on a government bus.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. There's one here in Keene, isn't there?
There is one in Keene. It mostly, like, takes old people around from the nursing homes and stuff. But... And
I can try that sometime, just for the experience.
Actually, as I understand it, the government, or the quote-unquote government bus, is actually run by a private company in Keene, so they've contracted it.
Okay. Sort of like the ambulance service here as well.
Well, the government hasn't contracted the ambulance service, but there was a news item recently that the government gang of the county is buying the private ambulance service. So sadly, Keene will no longer have the private ambulance service coming up next year, I believe.
Unfortunately. What do you think? Do you have a solution to Sarah's problem that is smokers existing in her immediate vicinity? 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Another day, another court is blocking a vaccine mandate put in place by the Biden administration. This time the mandate being blocked for federal contractors by a Georgia court. The judge saying Biden likely went beyond his authority and the mandate is now stopped from going into effect nationwide. Today calls for reflection and gratitude on the 80th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack.
I seen seamen jumping in the water covered with oil. It was on fire. Most of them died in the water. Most of them died, and the rest of them died when they reached the beach.
Pearl Harbor survivor and Chandler, Arizona resident Jack Holder. Early this morning, President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden paid their respects by visiting the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. This is USA Radio News. Republicans are reacting to a vaccine mandate put in place in the Big Apple.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, on his way out of office, is forcing his vaccine mandate on the private sector in the Big Apple. Republican Representative Fred Keller from Pennsylvania on Newsmax weighs in on the intrusive governmental overreach.
Well, the response is that I think that people that elect office need to respect and have the confidence in the people that sent them to serve that they'll do the right things, and they can keep themselves safe, they can keep their customers safe, they can keep their team safe at their jobs. And we saw that happen all through the pandemic when we didn't have the vaccines and we didn't have the therapeutics and we didn't know as much as we know now.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate has confirmed Jessica Rosenworcel to chair the FCC. She has a 5-year term and is the first woman to lead the agency. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
If you'd like to join us, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And I want you listening out there to flip a coin. And that will determine whether or not we're on your video streaming platform of choice. I mean, it's got a decent chance of determining. Heads, we're still streaming there. Tails, we've been suspended or banned or kicked, either temporarily or permanently. Unless your favorite video streaming platform is Odyssey, in which case don't bother flipping a coin because we're still there.
Just tune in.
Every single day, video.freetalklive.com. They'll take you directly into our channel, and that's the best place to watch our show because we are constantly being suspended from various platforms. We're not even on YouTube at the moment, and it's unlikely we're going to be there anytime soon. As soon as we're there, they'll start handing us strikes again for medical misinformation or just whatever it is that they don't feel fits into the government narrative.
I think the one strike has expired, so we probably could go back on YouTube. At least until they do it again, which could be next week.
It seems likely.
You never know.
Of course, this axe is falling all over the internet on all sorts of shows. We're just one of many of a million disaffected, many of these millions of channels on Odyssey are disaffected YouTube users like us who are just sick and tired of having to watch ourselves. Of course, we never did that. We're just like, well, if they're going to ban us, they're going to ban us. But some people were like, I have to watch everything I say and word it carefully. So video.freetalklive.com, that's where you can always watch the show. That's video.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Richard also calling from New Mexico. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, for those people out there in radio land that need a little humor, last Saturday night in Albuquerque, it was caught on a person's home security camera that somebody stole his 20-foot Santa Claus, inflatable Santa Claus, that was part of his display in his front yard. The thieves were driving an SUV, and all this was caught on camera, and as the SUV drove off, there was quite a few feet of this inflatable 20-foot snowman that was showing out the back end of the SUV. So that's a little humor from...
I don't know if I think it's funny that somebody had their yard ornaments stolen. I mean, that's not very funny.
Now, if someone is going to put up lawn ornaments, so I would highly recommend a CCTV system. That's a closed-circuit television system. Security cameras, basically, in a DVR. You can get a bundle of these on Amazon for like eight cameras for like $300 or $400.
Yeah.
It's simple to set up, and the cameras are super easy to mount. If you're going to invest your time and energy into setting up...
Well, it sounds like they do have footage, right? I mean, Richard, you were able to determine what the type of vehicle was, so there was security camera footage of this?
Yes, there was. Yeah, the man has a pretty nice size, expensive home, so he has an outdoor security camera system.
Have the crooks been caught?
Not yet, no.
Okay. How is the person whose property was stolen handling this? Because when it happened to me, my solution was just to crop out the segment of the video where it happened and throw it on YouTube and let YouTube handle it, and that was tremendously successful. After the second time of doing this, it stopped happening.
That's good to know. I appreciate your approach of not involving the police services, although I don't blame someone for doing that, given that we are forced into this monopoly on violence known as the government system and the police, and that's usually the only people you can turn to if you want somebody else to investigate a thing.
Well, see, that wasn't even an option for me, because at the time I was running for sheriff on a platform of F the police, so turning to the police...
Would have been very hypocritical.
It would have, but, you know, as I pointed out then, I'm one of these turn the cheek people, you know, but
sure.
I can only do that twice, you know.
There's only two cheeks?
Yeah. The second time my sides were stolen around Cheshire County, I was like, I'm done. If this happens again, the person who was reported stealing them the second time, I'm pressing charges. Because I'm just out of patience. You can only forgive people so many times. There's a thin line between forgiving people for doing something and just letting them walk all over you.
That's true.
And at a certain point, you have to draw the line. So I don't mind people calling the police because, as you point out, it's not like they can call a private security firm to do anything about this, but there may in fact be another way to handle it, like putting the video on YouTube and just putting the person on blast, making them feel embarrassed.
Yeah, it sounds like that person might have done that, right? Like, the video's out there. Richard saw it.
That's true.
So, I mean, I don't know if that means it's on YouTube or it went to the news companies in town or whatever, but the word's out there. And the trick with nighttime video, because we've had various different vandalism here at the studio. For instance, people have stolen the peace flag out front on a number of occasions. I've got, like, a whole archive of teenagers stealing peace flags. And, the difficulty is when it's somebody just driving by in a vehicle in the middle of the night, even if you've got video, it's going to be hard to get their license plate.
Yeah.
You know, there was one person we were able to catch because they had like a unique dent on the side of their truck or whatever that they were driving. So it was actually pretty easy to identify that person driving around. But, you know, if it's a vehicle that's in good condition and there's not like something that's clearly unique about it, you're probably not going to get the license plate unless you've got some really good angles and really good nighttime footage.
You're absolutely right. It was after the second vandalism that I took the final security camera that wasn't in use, and I put it directly there in the bushes that were adjacent to the highway so that anyone who pulled up right there, it would be fixated right on their license plate and their license plate and nothing else, basically.
Good.
Someone just driving by, pulling in for a second, or... you know, pulling over on the side of the road and vandalizing something on your property, your average security system's not going to catch that.
No.
So, Richard, how did you find out about this?
It made the local news news on the one of the main channels that we have here in Albuquerque.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for the call tonight, Richard. Hopefully this gets resolved without police involvement. I mean, if it's going on the major news networks there in Albuquerque, the people who are responsible for this, their family is probably going to see it and would hopefully hold them accountable. Like, hey,
what are you doing?
You have to, yeah, stop being this and go and return it. Do the right thing here. You would hope.
Yeah. And usually that's, I mean, as far as things that have happened to me, that would have been fine. Like, just return the thing. Yeah. There was one time, like, we got the piece flag got stolen dozens of times before finally the police were called in on this. And to the credit of the Keene police in this particular case, they actually listened to us as far as, look, we don't want to press charges. Because that's the problem with calling in the police is if you call the police in, you don't always get to tell them, you know, what to do or not do, right? Like,
right.
It's like when you pull the fire alarm, the firemen show up, you don't get to control how they put the fire out, right? Like, they just put the fire out, and then if they ruin stuff in the process, then you call them in, right? So, in this case, they
A friend of mine learned this lesson painfully a few years ago. She called the cops over some domestic violence dispute. Mm-hmm. Ended up being the one that got charged.
Arrested.
Yeah.
That's because there's a rule in some towns that they have to arrest somebody when they get called.
I was like, I told you not to call him.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say.
So that's what I said. I was really surprised to their credit that they actually did listen. Like, hey, we don't want, if you're able to find who did this, we don't want this person to be charged. We just want to talk to them. We just want them to make this right. And in that case, that meant buy us a new flag and give us another flag to cover the trouble, right? Because we had to go out and repair and replace, and there was time spent on that. So replace the flag, give us another one. They're $5 or whatever on Amazon. Not a huge cost, and all's well. And it actually worked out. The young guy came over, and Nobody and I had a conversation with him on the front porch, and it was actually a really positive conversation. He made things right. And turned out that same guy later on was the organizer of the Black Lives Matter rally, the epic, sized Black Lives Matter rally here in Keene. And so, you know, we connected with him again in that particular case. And then he came out to Nightcap and hung out with us. And it actually ended up turning into a pretty positive situation for all involved. So
that's awesome.
It's one of the rare times you can say the cops did something right. I'll give them credit.
Yeah, it sounds like they deserve credit in that one. I mean, it rarely ends well when one calls the police, but sometimes it does. But still, as a general rule, don't call the police and don't talk to the police. Just don't interact with the police beyond recording them all the time. 603-283-6160, because there is almost always a better solution than asking the police to do violence against people.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. If you would like to do that, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And I believe it was the CEO of Visa who said that never was so much stolen by so many, from so many, by so few, opt out with Bitcoin.
The CEO of Visa?
If I recall correctly, yeah. I'll have to look into that, but I'm pretty sure that that's correct.
I don't know about that.
That's because we're seeing massive amounts of inflation, and to the extent that 88% of Americans are finally concerned about inflation.
Yeah, I've got a story. Do you want to continue with that?
Yeah, let's continue with that.
So they surveyed 1,031 adults, a group called Country Financial, back in October. 48% said they plan to reduce their spending on restaurant meals and takeout. And that's what we were just commenting on a few moments ago. You were trying to argue, Aria, that it's somehow cheaper to actually eat takeout. And in no case is it ever cheaper to eat takeout. I mean, it may be more convenient, and you could factor in that you don't have to do the dishes with takeout. So if your time is very compressed and very valuable, then you could argue it makes more sense to do that. But then you could also just, if you've got the kind of money to buy takeout, then you could also hire a private chef, probably, and you know, what do they call them, a personal chef. And those can actually be surprisingly affordable from what I understand. The only reason I know this, I don't have a personal chef, but we used to have, way back in the day, back on the original, like, local version of Free Talk Live before we got syndicated, we actually had a private chef or a personal chef as a kind of like a, wasn't really a sponsor, but we would have every day of the week, we'd have like a restaurant bring us some food at the studio. And one of those 5 days a week that we were doing the show back then was a personal chef who would come in and he'd like, you know, he'd cook something up at his house or whatever, and then he'd serve us some really awesome, like, nice chef-level food. And you know, his pitch was that he was actually more affordable than eating out and saves you a ton of time as far as you don't have to do your own cooking if you have a personal chef. Basically, what happens is you hire this person and they give you like a survey. So you tell them what you like to eat, what you don't like to eat, what you can't eat, right? Things like that. So they learn your preferences, and then they come up with a menu, and with your approval, they go shopping. They shop for your menu or whatever, and they come over to your house one day, and they cook it all up. You know, however long it takes, however many hours, they cook it all up, then they put it into the freezer. So that way you can just take out whichever one that you want on whichever days you want to eat it, and you've got like high quality level, chef level kind of eating.
And this is cheaper than eating out.
It absolutely is. Because think about it. They're just going and shopping at the store, right? And then they're coming to you. And you're paying them a good rate. Like, they're making good money, but it's still way cheaper than anything else because they're not coming to your house every day. It would be different if you had a personal chef coming over every single day, but if they're just coming over once a week or once every 2 weeks or something like that and leaving you with a week or two's worth of food in your freezer, you're only paying them for X amount of hours it takes them to cook up all that food. It's an interesting approach. Something
I might have to look into that.
Yeah, it's something people don't really think about as far as, you know, their eating options. But if you're somebody who is like, and you're this person, right? Like, you're the kind of person who, you don't want to spend your time in the kitchen.
No, there's literally anything else I would rather be doing.
So you're doing takeout, and you're paying the maximum for that, whereas this would give you something even more custom to what you like, gives you, you know, all the selection of anything you can make out of the food that's at the grocery store and the pro-level chefs that do it. So I'm sure they have people like that in this area, and I'm actually interested in hearing about what you find, just to see how the businesses might have changed over the last 20 years since we learned about that.
Definitely going to have to look into that. But I did find, speaking of how things have changed, it was Andy Yee, who is a senior director of policy at Visa, so not the CEO.
I remember that. He was like from Asia. He was like Visa Asia.
I don't know. In the article doesn't say.
Yeah.
But he says, Jerome Powell's speech today will be for the history books. Never in the history of mankind was so much stolen from so many by so few. Opt out with Bitcoin.
Damn. I'm surprised he still has a job with Visa after saying that. That's amazing.
Well, Visa evidently is trying to become more crypto-friendly. I don't
Smart.
Know. But yeah, I mean, crypto and Bitcoin are clearly the future. So.
Yeah. Good for them.
If they want to stay relevant, they have to get into the technology of the times.
But yeah, eating at home, whether it's you making the food or a personal chef doing it, it's cheaper than going out and paying the maximum to do that. So the 48% that are planning to reduce their spending there, that's a smart move. Moreover, 30% of the survey respondents said they plan to skip upgrading their personal technology devices. And that's another thing is interesting. You know, in America, we're so wealthy that it's no big deal for most people to drop a few hundred bucks a year and get a new cell phone every single year.
I know it's standard policy to do it like every 18 months or every 24 months.
It's policy? Meaning like that's what they want you to do, the cell phone company?
Your contract expires and you can renew it. And, by renewing it, you also get this phone for free.
Yeah.
And what they don't point out is that, that gets tacked onto your bill for $30 a month or whatever for the next 24 months.
Yeah. So, I mean, if your phone's still working, there's no reason not to keep using it, so that's a pretty good one in that case. 29% say.
I don't know if it's still working, though. I mean, back when I lived in Mississippi, there was this common rumor among people who were 18, 17 years old. They just sort of understood that mobile phones were designed to be essentially obsolete after about 18 months of frequent use.
That's garbage. I mean, like, unless the operating system is so out of date, and that's certainly been true with, like, Android. Like, if you're still running an Android 6 or an Android 4 device, some of the programs that are available now are not going to run on your device. So at some point, the software is going to move ahead, even if your hardware is still working. So that is true to some extent, but it's not true that you can't go for, like, several years at a time. I think the captain had his phone for, like, 5 years before he finally replaced it or something like that. You'll have to ask him specifically, but it was a lot longer than the average person holds on to a phone, because the average person is holding on to their phones for, like, a year to two max. So a lot of people saying they're going to not buy a new phone. Or other personal technology device. 29% said they'll purchase less clothing. 20% are delaying or canceling travel plans. And 13% plan to drive less, which is something that you also see happen with rising gas prices, is people start to be more judicious about when and where they drive. So instead of going shopping every single day and making a trip out every single day. They might have a shopping day where they, you know, make a loop to, you know, Walmart and then the grocery store and then, you know, some local store or whatever, all in one trip. That way they're not out and back, out and back, out and back multiple days. And so people start to get smarter about their spending habits as prices start to rise.
Now imagine that these same people had been smart about their spending habits their entire lives.
Yes.
Instead of just when push came to shove, and instead their entire lives, they were like, you know what? I don't really need to make 6 trips this week to the grocery stores and to Walmart and all that. I can just actually make 1 trip. And sure, it'll take me a little bit longer if I do this Sunday instead of doing it after work each day. You know, it becomes a 3-hour trip on a Sunday instead of a 20-minute trip 6 days a week or whatever.
Right.
But it's cheaper, and it's more effective, and it's more efficient.
Or packing a lunch at home instead of going out to eat while you're at work and saving, you know, probably a couple $100, you know, every week or every 2 weeks or something like that.
Or making your own coffee, man.
That's a huge one. I mean, it just always bewilders me driving by a Starbucks or a Dunkin' Donuts and looking at the line in that drive-thru.
I don't get it, man. I mean, they know they're going to drink coffee, right?
Yes. Yeah.
It's easily made from home.
You can't quit the habit, you can do it at home and save a lot of money.
Yeah, and you can even get the little Dunkin' Donuts brand and, you know, brew it up yourself, and it'll taste just
like
fine.
It. Yeah.
But they don't do that. They want to go sit in line, and now with all of the lobbies closed, it's just long lines of cars that stretch out into the streets,
I mean,
of people who just have to have their Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, not only are you paying too much, but you're also paying in time, right? So it's one thing that it costs X to, you know, I don't know what it is, $5 or whatever to buy your mocha latte thing or whatever you're getting, but you're also sitting there for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. I don't know how long those damn lines take. I mean, it ain't quick. I mean, that's a long time. Your time's valuable. Right?
It is, but not to these people, apparently. Yeah. I don't understand why anyone does it when there are so many alternatives. Like, they can just brew it themselves, because almost, I have a coffee brewer at my house, and I don't even drink coffee. But it's just such a common staple that I have one. But that one I don't understand. I don't understand the Starbucks, the Dunkin' Donuts, and all that. I do understand people not taking their own meals, because as we've been talking about, it's time-consuming to prepare a meal.
Prepare it.
And as you said, their time is valuable. There may be a better use of their time than saving, you know, $5 or whatever per meal.
But slapping together a sandwich honestly doesn't take that long. There's some things that are more time, like cooking up something is going to take time. You got to wash the dishes, but just throwing together something.
They could just grab a pack of saltine crackers and throw it in their backpack and call that lunch, right?
I guess. Not very nutritious.
I wouldn't want to do that. But that sort of extreme example of just making a turkey sandwich or whatever with just turkey and cheese on it. What are your thoughts about people trying to save money? 603-283-6160. I think it's long overdue, and I hope they persist with these habits even if the economy recovers. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.